Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined today, of all days, by Randy Engston. What's up, buddy?
How we doing?
You letting that beard go?
I don't know the plan. I haven't got a haircut in months. I needed to do something different, right? Because it's always high and tight, and you can't.
You gotta let it grow out a little bit.
Yeah, I gotta get a canvas to go.
He's trying to save money. He's on a budget. He's on a
budget. my haircut was sending me over.
Things are a little tight right now. I need to not get a haircut.
We avoid that.
Oh, lots going on, guys. Go check out growthsummitchicago.com. That's Randy's hometown, somewhat. Yeah. He's from Chicago area.
Yeah, suburbs.
Suburbs. We've got a lot of gym owners that we know in that area.
Yeah.
Naperville.
Rockford.
Rockford. Two in Rockford.
Belvedere, Rockford, right there. Same idea. There's so many more. Our buddy Shelton's out there. He should be at the Grow Summit.
What about Hank? Hank H4?
Yeah, where is that?
It's in that area. I know that. I just don't know what city. Anyways, Hank, tell us where you're guys, you know, this event is designed, and you're going to hear us talking about this for the next several months, but ticket prices are the lowest they'll ever be when you see them now, right? Yep. The longer you wait, it just goes up. And you know what? Honestly, with a couple of their super early bird stuff and Iron Circle, I mean, we're like 50% full, mm-hmm. or 30%-ish, depending on the way they've set the room up. There's two room variations now. Fun nice. Stuff. Oh, all God. These things that I get to deal with. all right, guys, we're going to talk about today is front end free trials to your facility, right? For the length of time that I've been in the industry, it's always been front and center. Yeah. Offer a free week, a free session, free three sessions, free month, free 2 weeks, free. And here's what I'll have to say about that. Fuck free, right? Free is not good for you.
Nope.
I challenge you to find another business, service-based business, that allows you to do anything for free, even if you're a first-time customer. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe Netflix is free for 7 days. Maybe. But I'm thinking like you go to a massage.
Or a brick and mortar or something.
Brick and mortar. A restaurant. Hey, let me eat this sandwich for free and I'll let you know. I'll let you know if I want to come back for more next week, right? give me one.
I wish I could come up with them.
Free, whatever. Long and short of it is, there's a reason. There's two main reasons that gyms do free. Number one, you do free because you have no confidence in what you're selling.
Yep.
You don't put value in it. You don't know how to market, or your agency that you hired doesn't know how to market, because if they did, they wouldn't be giving. I mean, it makes them look good when they get a bunch of cheap leads for you, and it makes your life hell when you can't convert anybody and nobody picks up the phone and they no show on you. There's no skin in the game for the consumer mm-hmm. for free.
Yep.
Now, I will tell you this. What we sell at any of our gyms is not desirable. What we're selling on surface level is hope, the future, but it's hard work, dedication, discipline, soreness, breaking routine, all those things that, you know.
Are required to get the result.
That are required to get the result. And so like that's essentially the delivery of what they get, right? Like mm-hmm. they got to work their ass off. Sweat,
yeah.
pain, out of breath, high heart rate, headaches, changing their diet, all of these things. That's a tough sell.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a tough sell. However, there's a lot of other things you can do other than free. But mm-hmm. let's talk about free for a second. Free, Well, let's just say free week, because that's like the most common you see. Why? Okay. So what are the downsides and what are the upsides of doing a free week trial to your gym? Let's talk about the upsides for a second.
The pros, quote unquote, cheap leads,
inexpensive leads, right? So you market this, you get 50 leads for $2 each and you spend $100 and you have 50 names, phone numbers, and emails. Okay, so you get contacts.
Yep.
Okay, so that's one.
Yep.
Can we get some crickets chirping? So
I don't know if I could come up with another benefit or pro other than top of funnel.
Here's a thing. Gym owners, fitness directors, people in that sales position feel much better when they have a consistent flow of leads.
Sure.
Maybe unqualified, inexpensive and cheap on paper, but there's names that they can go attack.
Yep.
Versus, let's just say a third of those, but they're really highly qualified. So there's days where you don't get a lead. There's days maybe you get couple. One. You get a couple in a day. But they're coming in for something that isn't free, that they're more, maybe they come through your website or whatever. They're more, the intent is higher, but yet they're just few and far between. I personally am all in on the few and far between highly qualified leads. I don't want to even touch any lead that has anything to do with expecting anything for free.
Yeah.
But essentially that's the pro. You get cheap leads, high volume, cheap leads.
Hey, are you a gym owner whose business is in full swing, pulling in at least steady 30K or more per month, and now you're ready to ask yourself, what is next? Well, the Iron Circle is ready to show you that path forward. As a part of our exclusive community, you'll be surrounded by like-minded, success-driven gym owners just like you who are taking their businesses to the next level. Visit our website, ironcircle.net, to apply to be a part of the next Iron Circle group. And let us turn your successful gym into a thriving fitness legacy. All right, let's get back to the show.
The downsides are limitless. Number one, think about the person that you're attracting. First off, they're expecting something for free. So therefore, they zero value in what they're getting from you.
Yep.
If any little thing comes up, they don't show up. They have no loss. Mm-hmm. They have nothing to lose. Let's just say they come all the way in and they sign up for the free thing at your gym. You've met them. They sign the paperwork and here they go. Tomorrow morning, they're starting their session. And I don't feel like it. They don't show up there.
No sting.
Or they come to two sessions and you kick their ass because that's what you think you're supposed to do. Oh man, I'm so out of shape. I am so depressed now and I don't want to come back.
Yep.
You lose them there. Like there's so many things, guys. Like there's, Just say no to free. I don't know how else to say it. Like you're going to put your team through undue stress because they're, you know, let's just say you do have a ton of calls to make and let's just say you're blocked your schedule out. You got 25 appointments and, you know, 18 of them don't show. The two that do show, they come to a couple sessions, they don't convert. And now you've basically wasted all that money and worse off time.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's say that it's even, let's say best case scenario, you do get some of them to convert, right? And in our arena training, it's a couple hundred dollars a month, right? So you're taking somebody from zero. Now you've got to sell them the actual service. It's something that's not, that's far from free.
Yeah.
And something that in their mind, like you discussed, they don't really truly want. Yeah. They want the end result, right? They're in love with the idea of being fit. But so let's say you are able to get a couple of those to convert. Are they in it for the same reasons as somebody who does come through the door and is qualified, who's looking for that real life change? Or is it just you got that sale today and it's unlikely that, you know, a month or 2 months from now, they're still in the same mindset that they're willing to do the work. This goes back to me. It's like, it's the same as a conversation between why we don't focus on the cost per lead, but rather the cost per acquisition, right? The intent of that consumer weighs everything into the business. I mean, we were talking prior. I would almost guarantee that if you have a free trial, you also have a problem with churn. because the mindset of the individuals that you're bringing in, it's the reason that some of the challenges didn't work, because it becomes transactional, it becomes short-term, it becomes far from what we actually do in the four walls of the business to gain that consumer's first, you know, charge, if you may. Mm-hmm. And then once that's happened, you're moving right into something that isn't apples to apples. It's so far from what they've agreed to or what they thought they were getting into. Mm-hmm. And now there's incongruency in that. You lack it lacks the trust, it lacks the relationship, and all of the things that we work towards by creating a relationship-based business and understanding, you know, trying to attract that lifestyle client. These are all the things that we preach all the time. The second you put free in front of it all, you don't have the ability to speak to any of that stuff. You don't have it doesn't have the legs. You know what I mean? The clients come through the door and it is a transactional revolving door. And because you don't value what you're selling, neither do they.
It's rampant in this industry.
It's amazing.
It's the only industry that I know that will just give away stuff for free just because they don't know any other way. Or that's the way the guy down the street does it, so yep. Therefore they have to do it. I would much rather you see a high-priced trial, at least, to market to the consumer. Because think about it from this aspect. If I'm, I guess, shopping or seeking out a solution, and one's free and one's like, let's just say it's $200 for the trial, yep. Right? I'm going to definitely give the free one a look, but I'm going to put the value in the one that's charging.
Exactly.
Because I see the price, the higher the price to me, the higher the value. Like, that's just how most things are in life. The ones that, I guess the opposite of this would be, is just the gurus out there that throw a price tag on something like 10 grand, even though they have no value.
Arbitrary
number. But like, if somebody's giving away services over here and what somebody's over here charging, I want to do business with the one that's charging because I think they're going to give me a better product.
Absolutely. Well, how about the fact that if they can give it away for free, and they do to everybody walking in the door the first time, why are we able to, why are they charging $400 for that same service if they're able to give it away for free? To me, it's like it doesn't make sense from a consumer standpoint.
Explain that again.
If a business is charging, let's say the membership, right? It's $400 a month.
Let's say $400, okay.
But the trial is a week for free.
Oh.
That tells me that they have the ability to do this, give it away to some on some level. Obviously,
then
they can't run the business.
But
then they're charging me $400. Like, it instantly puts me in a place of...
I don't see the value in that $400 anymore.
Exactly. Why isn't $150 work? Or why isn't $100 work? If you're able to do it for free for a week, why not be able to drop your prices and meet me somewhere that $400? Yeah.
Negotiations start.
Exactly. You've positioned it already. Instead of like the price anchoring component, right? Where you've got a high valued program, high valued package, where that's the bells and whistles. That's the absolute greatest service I can give you. It's $1,000 a month. Okay. Yep. If I knew that as a consumer walking in, but most of your, you know, memberships are middle of the road, $400 or $500 or something like that. I feel that I'm getting value at $400 or $500 because I know that, well, damn, I could be paying $1,000 for this, but I'm getting a majority of that for $400 or $500. But at the end of the other end of the spectrum, if you're giving it away for free and then you're going to try and pass it on to me, the consumer, to pay the $400 or $500, you've already started the conversation at the bottom of the barrel. You know what I mean? So you have to drag somebody up to show them the value as opposed to them seeing and recognizing the value and feeling good about the purchase that they're making. Mm-hmm. They're always going to feel like it's a stretch to go pay the membership when you started it free.
Yeah, I could see that. And you know what? It's rampant in this industry because we'll run ads, right? Mm-hmm. Nothing in these ads says anything about free.
Nope.
In fact, some of them even have the prices in there, $99 on them. You'll get comments, hey, is this free? Is this free? I mean, the smart-ass response is like, I'd like to pay my employees, so therefore it's not free. Or I wish things in life were free, but this isn't free or whatever. If every gym in this planet got away from free, we can change the entire marketplace to never expect anything for free. But because we've done it to ourselves as an industry free 6-week challenges, free weeks, free trials, free sessions, free this, free that. The consumer puts zero value. Even when you're running an ad and somebody has, says nothing about free, they go in there and say, hey, is this free? And then you have to tell them no. And then, what, I mean, you know what I mean? It just it shoots yourself in the foot, kind of, because we've done it to ourselves as an industry.
I was just going to say, it is the reason that, I mean, I don't, I'd be hell-bent to find a gym owner that felt that you could have a high-end, let's say it was $2,500 a month for your training and, you know, what you bring to the table as a training studio. Even at that, what we provide, that is undervalued. I believe most gym owners would feel that, right? The actual changes that we're creating in people's lives, right, the actual impact that we have in what we provide truly is invaluable.
Life-changing.
Exactly, right? So if we were, if we believe that, why on any corner of the world would we give away something for free? If we all agree that we should be able to charge more for what we serve, we can't be going backwards and saying, okay, well, what are we, how are we going to hook somebody through our doors?
Well, it's because the inability to market. That's the end of the story. Like, the reason you do it is because you don't have another way to get people in the door. So let's just lob a free thing out because nobody will get leads. And then everything else behind this is going to disintegrate.
Crumble
because,
it,
you know, we're going to get 1/10 of those people to show, and then they don't, and they churn out and all these things. So.
Hey, 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 Tim Lyons here. Look, I know running a gym day in and day out can be a challenge. It's often hectic and stressful, but remember, you are not alone. And if you ever feel weighed down by the pressure and you're searching for a lifeline, we've got just the thing. I would love to invite you to our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator program at winninggym.com/grow. Listen, it's designed to give you tangible results. It transforms your struggle into sustainable growth, and it is a game changer for so many gym owners out there. Again, that's winninggym.com/grow. Check it out, and let's turn those day-to-day challenges into triumphs. All right, now let's get back to the show.
I guess as a last-ditch effort, I will throw this out there. We have done a Netflix trial where we can leverage the word free, but then disqualify somebody before they show up to where you're getting a lot of action, a lot of leads come in, and then we say, here, Mrs. Johnson, here's how this works. Your first 2 weeks are free, or your first week is free. However, we ask you to commit to a membership that starts at the end of the trial, and you're going to commit to that before we get started. And the reason we do that, guys, is because we want to qualify them as to being, one, serious and not just trying to get stuff for free, but two, if they were never going to sign up, if they were really just out there to feel like they tried something, they won't come in.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
If they're not going to commit, they're not going to come in. And the other thing is, when you go through this whole thing, you get them on the phone, you tell them the way it works, they show up, you tell them again exactly how it all works, we need them to commit. And if they aren't going to join, they're just not going to show up to those sessions. So therefore, you wasted zero time. The only time you wasted is that one consultation, right? So I will say, if you're ever in a bind, because this is why people do free, and you have to, you have no freaking idea how to get leads in the door, run the Netflix trial. This is kind of the best of both worlds. You get these cheap, in effect, you know, cheap leads, but then you don't waste your time with the tire kickers.
Yeah.
So like, we disqualify. Like, if you're going to do that, then do that.
And the reason it's called the Netflix play is because that's the requirement in order to get 7 days for free on Netflix. You still have to put the credit card down before you get access to the free content, right? You don't get the 7 days. And then at the end of it, they're like chasing you down looking for your credit card. They've already got it. They're going to ding you without even a conversation, right?
Yeah.
And that's the, like you said, it's to remove the tire kickers. It's to remove those that are, I mean, if they're jumping in your free trial, I would assume that they're doing it from your competition down the street. They're, you know, and they might stack them, right? So they go do yours, try your gym for a week, do the, you know, the free component, and then go to the next free. You know, there's a small portion of the marketplace that's just how they operate,
well,
right?
Back there's to the, a, there was a article that came out today in the Washington
Post,
Washington Post. And it was a confessions of a week, a free trial gym goer.
No.
It was about his going from town to town when he was traveling and going and getting free passes at all these places with no intention of signing up just to get it for free so he can get a workout in and do his thing. Dude, you're wasting resources of those businesses for your own. You're stealing, technically. I mean, it's essentially you're stealing. Yeah. And then from the consumer side, no, I'm not. They're offering it. But you knowingly are never going to join a gym and you're not even living here and you're going to go and just bounce around. Go pay the damn fee for the drop-in and stop being a cheap ass.
Yeah, but I agree that that's the way it should be. But the responsibility has to go back to the industry, has to go back to the 100%, gym. Yep. If we allow this shit to continue, it's going to continue, right? No, if there's no sting for the consumer, if there's nothing that's holding them to it, they're going to take advantage of it. It's human nature. They do it in every corner of the world right now.
Yeah, yeah.
But that is, it's on us to change. And I think that's the point of
this. We've changed here. We haven't done anything for free in 5, 7, 10 years. I don't know. 7 years at least since we came to this spot in 2015, 16. Yeah. It's just, we just don't do it. We just don't do these challenges anymore. We don't do free anything. I mean, maybe in the beginning we didn't know any better.
Yeah.
And that's why you're listening to this podcast, because you've got two grizzly old men, one grizzly old man that's beat down from the industry and seen everything that works and doesn't work and finally settled in on everything in our operations. And yes, I will be the first to say there's stuff we can change and do better. We've designed this thing to serve the thing is like a freaking machine here.
Very much so.
We do, we did 116 sessions Monday, with two full-time coaches and two part-time coaches and a fitness director. And it's just like clockwork, boom, 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 boom. And we're at capacity pretty much. Like we could probably take 10 more clients and everybody knows it. And so people aren't leaving. It's like you leave, you may not get a spot here because we're like that close. We're teetering, right? Mm-hmm. Like we're trying to open up a couple hours. Can we do this? Can we shift that? It was a good feeling, but it's only because we did all the stupid shit first and we landed on this.
Yeah.
And this whole, hopefully you're listening. It's like, oh man, well at least these guys figured it out. I don't have to go through the same mistakes. And guys like, Tommy John, 4F Coaching, and these guys that are kind of newer in the industry are doing stuff the right way the first time.
Right out of the gate. Exactly.
And they're reaping rewards. And they're like, the guy's into his business 6, 8, 7 months, right? He's already going vacations.
March will be 1 year. Yeah.
Okay. So whatever. He's almost a year.
Yeah.
I can't, dude, in my first year, I lived in the gym.
Yeah.
There was no way. I was like a tenth of the way that he is.
And on top of it, his revenue is where he needs it to be. He's doing the 30s and above. He's into the 30s and the 40s in monthly reoccurring revenue.
Yeah.
He's not trying to figure that out. You know what I mean? And again, it came back to the conversation going in. Intent. Building it with intent.
Well, he sent us a screenshot of his consults.
Consults today.
For today. The guy's got... today's the 20th of February. So whenever you're getting this, he's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 new consultations on his calendar, self-booked through our automation systems, the CLA, through Keep, through SMS, for a non-free trial, right? It's for a membership. These aren't even, there's no offer here. There's no 14-day trial and all. This is like, hey, I'm coming in because
I want to know what you guys do.
I want, you train people like me. I need training. And he's going to sell them into annual or longer term memberships. He's not doing any trials. He's got 8 people. Let's just say 6 show. He closes 5. You have 5 new members today. And tomorrow's the same thing. Because we decided to turn on to marketing. We did a meeting. We looked at his math of marketing. His return on ad spend was 6 to 1. Come on. I said, turn the gas on, but you got to do it incrementally.
Yep.
He's like, man, I guess it's working. He sent us the screenshot. I go, you damn right it's working.
Look at Colin.
Same thing. Coaching, 50 appointments.
50 appointments on his calendar right now for consultations.
He's overwhelmed, right?
to the sake of the conversation, he's got that much potential and opportunity, not giving anything away.
There's no free there.
And, he's coming from a place where he could have ran all those. Those could have been free, and then he would be wasting the majority of that time, as opposed to being sitting in front of a gold mine where
every consultation he collects a point of sale. Yeah. He's signing up for the first 30 day or whatever, taking the first month, plus an enrollment. Like he's banking. He's return on ad spend's heavy.
Mm-hmm. And well, and what I wanted to get to, you said something earlier about like having to pre-qual, you know, free leads and do all that stuff. I would much rather spend my time, like Colin's situation, you got work either direction. I got to work on spending time on the calls with these free leads just to see if they can even afford to walk in and pay us the first month. There is work involved.
Tons There's of work. Calls. No answers, voicemails, texts.
All of that. And it's time, it's energy. It's a lot of wasted time and energy, unfortunately, because of the qualification of what it takes to get in that seat already. Now, the other end of the spectrum, there is going to be work for Colin when it comes to onboarding, servicing, delivering the product and doing all of that. But I would much rather spend my time working towards scaling my business than having to cut out or figure out who the hell can actually walk through my door. This is a lot more fun to work on.
Oh, yeah.
And this is work that's gonna actually stick. It's gonna be there for the long haul, right? As he's able to add those members, add staff, add, you know, the processes for his onboarding and how to deliver that service beyond just him and with, you know, another trainer.
Great
and things
problems
like that.
To have, yep.
That's the problem you want in a business. Mm-hmm. It's moving the needle forward, not just trying to get, you know, your bill paid initially. And that's I think a big takeaway here too, is like, where are you going to spend your time and energy? Is it done on qualifying people that you got that just basically fell into your plate? Or would you rather it be in the onboarding and figuring out, you know, your scheduling and servicing them and hiring and the things that it takes to actually make the business viable?
Yeah.
So
anyways, wrong ranch over, but yep, that's our take. That's our flag in the ground on the free week. Don't do it. Nothing. That's just, it's not worth it in the long run. So hopefully that helps you guys. If you need help with anything, there's links somewhere in the show notes. Go book a call with us and we'll guide you in the right direction. That's it for this episode. Until next time, keep changing lives. See you on the next show. Bye.
All right. And thank you for listening to that episode of the Built to Grow podcast, where we help gym owners win. Now, do you want to connect with me and other gym owners online? All you need to do is join our private Facebook group, Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. Just head on over to Facebook and type in Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. And when you do, we're going to give you our 10 marketing strategies 7-figure gym owners use to win. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Until then, keep building something great.